people who love them.
Hello, this is The Thing About Cars, recording in the middle of the darkness in November, here in the tail end of, what did I say, November already?
Tail end of autumn.
My God, I don't know, the whole darkness thing just always throws me for a loop. I know it's supposed to get dark early, it still messes with my brain every single time it happens.
Yep, it happens every day.
It happens every day. Anyway, with us at the table today are...
Becca.
And Ronnie.
Two Beccas and Ronnie. And we've got a short list of things we want to talk about today. But first, I know Becca's been working on her car. You replaced a radiator and what else?
Oh, the drain plug. I've got an old Honda Civic. You guys might have heard me talk about it before.
Oh, yeah.
Always doing something. Although as old as she is, all the stuff that I'm doing is really just maintenance on an old car, like, really nothing out of the ordinary going on, thankfully. But I replaced my radiator. Yes, nothing would be knocking. Can you hear that? I replaced the radiator because I've had a long-running problem in my engine that people are quick to say, head gasket! But I've seen this issue brought up in lots of Honda forums with the same or similar years of car, where I'm getting oil in my antifreeze, but I'm not getting... I mentioned this to you. Don't give me that look. You gotta think about it. Mickey's
have
like,
we
what?
About this before?
We have, but it's been a while.
Okay.
But, because it's not... I don't have any issues on my transmission. I don't have any antifreeze in my oil. There's no milkshake going on. And it's just a tiny little residual amount that likes to float on top of my... In my overflow. And a little bit on the cap. So, finally, after reading a bazillion freaking forums, I thought, you know what, why don't I just change the radiator? A few people have done this, it could solve the problem. So, thus far, 3 weeks in, 2 weeks in? Thus far, I'm not seeing any oil go into my overflow or sitting on my radiator cap. So, I hope that's solved whatever the F it was. I don't know what it was. But I don't have any issues with the trans, which is good.
But it's oil, not transmission fluid, so...
Correct, yeah.
Well, my question is, how long had the...
There was oil in the overflow when I got the car.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How long had that mixture been in there? Because while it passes through the engine, it could pick it up in a number of places.
I've done tune-ups since I've gotten the car close to 2 years ago now, and done some tune-ups. Cleaned out the overflow tank completely, like just mm-hmm. gave it a hell of a scrub down. Mm-hmm. And did a couple radiator flushes.
Just to
over
be clear,
time.
You do all this work yourself.
Yes, I have learned to do all of it myself. There's a YouTube for everything, guys. I'm a makeup artist. I hashtag all my stuff makeup artist mechanic, but I don't want you to watch the YouTubes for the makeup. Please don't. Please don't.
And be careful which YouTubes you watch. Always watch more than one.
Very true.
Because there are a lot of people out there that give advice that could actually harm your car in the
long run. So what I've learned after doing this, using YouTube as a helper, and, of course, you guys on kind of speed dial, on Facebook Messenger speed dial, what I've learned with Facebook is... I want to watch, especially if it's something I've never done before, I want to watch at least 2, maybe 3 videos from different people. Because someone's going to tell you a tip that the other one didn't, and you'll be like, why would they not mention that? That is an integral thing that I need to know.
Right. Or somebody could bring up an issue, say, if you do it this way, this can happen.
Or someone might bring up a tool, like the guy who... I learned from the radiator video had a really special clamp removal tool for really hard to get at transmission line clamps, the 3-prong.
So how does changing the radiator solve an oil
things? I have no idea. I asked my friend Max. I've heard that some radiators, the oil and antifreeze lines within the radiator might cross together, and sometimes they can mix. But my friend Max, who's been doing cars for his entire life. He said that in my car, I don't have a radiator where those lines would even cross close, so I have no idea.
But do you have any kind of, it just fell right out of my head, what am I thinking of? The different kind of intercoolers.
Cooler, power steering hose cooler.
Yeah, there's different types of coolers that different cars can have that maybe would cause lines to cross.
And this might be a thing I just haven't learned yet.
What year is your Civic?
2000,
6th
gen.
2000. Is it the 1.5?
Oh, yeah.
See, I had a problem with...
Ronnie's on it. He's on the computer.
Ronnie's on it. Yes.
Yeah.
I had a problem with coolant and transmission fluid, but it was because my trans cooler.
Oh, but my trans looks good, so...
So usually what does happen is there'll be a slight leak in... So, like, your transmission cooler does run into the bottom of the radiator. How do I draw this picture for our
Would
fabulous
you like some
listeners?
Paper to draw a diagram.
I mean, well, they can't see it, but
Well, and I was about to show you
specifically for transmission fluid on the radiator.
Right. So if you guys that are listening can picture a radiator, it's rectangular in shape. You have usually an upper inlet and then a lower inlet that's specifically for coolant that's fairly large, and then along the same channel on the bottom, there's these two brass fittings.
The hateful clamps.
With very hateful clamps on some cars. That is specifically connected to your transmission. If you have an automatic transmission, if you have a manual transmission, it will not be there. Inside of the radiator, there is just a pipe that runs, all that coolant straight through. If you cut the radiator open, it would be the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. You wouldn't have expected to do what it did. It's literally just a pipe that runs through the radiator. And every so often, somewhere along a bend, it'll pinch and it'll crack. And the flow of the coolant will allow it to pull oil out, but it won't allow coolant to go back in to that pipe that runs eventually back to your transmission. And so that may be the oil that you saw.
I threw away the old radiator.
There's no core fee in an old radiator?
No.
Don't get me started on core fee.
But I was like, all right, I'm over it. It was the end of the day and I was done. So I tossed it. Goodbye radiator. The radiator wasn't hateful. It was just the clamps.
It's all done. No more leaking.
Yeah, it looks good. So it looks like I might need a new oil pan gasket, but I've known that for a long time, actually. So... And I put a new oil pan drain plug in. I had to buy an oversized one. I didn't know that was a thing because apparently my oil pan drain plug, the drain plug's not stripped, but where it screws into the oil pan was. So I had to buy an oversized plug, another new thing that I learned about.
So
learning all the things.
The oversized plug will fix the problem. You could also just change
temporarily. But I don't have a lift. But I may have access to a guy with a lift who has a garage in Tucker. He said, I'm welcome to come use the lift whenever I feel like it. And he wasn't hitting on me, which is, like, fantastic. He didn't.
All those backdoor sneaker guys, you know, like, I'm not actually hitting on you until later.
The long-term plan.
Long-term. These are things that you guys don't typically have to deal with, but us women do.
I get hit on all the time when I. So what do you mean? I wear my Daisy Duke.
Don't even try to compare here.
About a Kevin Spacey film.
But then again, Mickey has gotten mad at me for actually using my assets to get discounts on car parts.
What did I take out now? When that's not fair. I'm not getting mad at you for it.
Oh, no. You know, you said I brought women down a peg or two.
Oh, well, I might have said that, yes.
It's like, honey, I got a $200 part for $75. I'll bring them down a peg or two for that.
You know, no shame in that game.
There's no shame. No. I mean, we deal with it every day.
We have to step ourselves up to get on the level playing field. We have to create the level.
Yes.
Y'all, that's what's up. Any ladies working out there, like... This is for you.
So I have about a car maintenance issue that I got into over the past weekend being, I'm going to go ahead and date the episode. It's Thanksgiving weekend that we were talking about, and I'm going to try to keep my friend anonymous here. So what I did was I wanted to clean this person's headlights. They had terribly occluded headlights, and so I whipped out my...
Occluded. I haven't heard that used with headlights before.
It's a medical thing, I think.
Medical, but... I like it. I'm sorry, I interrupted again.
So instead of using the newer wipe-on, wipe-off solutions to cleaning your headlights,
just went with the drill bits.
I used the one with the drills because I had it. I mean, it was sitting in my garage.
And those are awesome. Yeah. I just did that last
week.
That's
what Max did for me. I didn't even know he was going to go out to do it.
Here's where everything starts.
Okay. Well, wait. What kind of drill bit? Are you talking specialty? Are we talking a regular Dremel plastic polishing kind of drill bit?
It's the Mother's New Lens product.
So specifically designed for it. It comes with the
Velcro ended thing, whatever that thing is.
So if you guys don't know what this is, it's literally just an addition that you can pop onto your drill, but it's specifically made for your headlights.
You start with the coarse pad, 800 grit, and then you move up to like 1200 and 1600, and then you just buff the whole thing off. Mm-hmm. And that lens went from terrible yellow cataracts to just brand new, and that looked good. So while I was at it, I realized that the engine... I was thinking, now that I'm sitting back and enjoying my work, what I had done, I was thinking that the engine sounded funny when it drove up. I'm like, let me just pop the hood and take a look at it. The dipstick was dry.
No.
And the brake light warning indicator, this car had a particular brake light warning indicator that says, one of your brake lights is out. I'm like, okay, let's check that. So I walked around and I asked my friend to step on the brake pedal. Not a single thing lit up on the back of the car.
Oh, you're one of those people.
And I'm like, how do you burn out all your brake lights all at once? So, of course, the first thing I do is check all the fuses, make sure everything's copacetic. And we ended up replacing every single brake light on the back end of that car and ended up adding 2.5 quarts of oil to the engine to get it back up to where it should be, at which point that's when we figured out the car is leaking oil all over the driveway where we were.
Have you checked the light bulb for your check oil light yet?
Check that. Yes, that's not burnt out.
It's not burnt out. Why did it not?
It comes on when the car turns on, but 2.5 oils. In this particular engine, it's a 2001 Honda Odyssey, so it's an older Odyssey with the 3.5 engine in it, 3.5 liter engine in it, and I'm thinking it holds something like 6 quarts of oil.
It should still let you know.
So 4.5 to 5, and the light will only come on if pressure is low, not if level is low.
My cars have always come on when the level is low as opposed to the pressure. Yeah. It's just differences in cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me tell you, this thing sounded rough. I drove it around before I put oil in it, and you could hear the engine going, holy crap, I can't believe I have to swing this piston up again.
As long as you don't hear bing, 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 you're okay.
Oh, we heard some of that.
Oh,
so it was close. It was really, really close. And so I added 2 quarts of oil, and it still made a ton of noise. So I very gingerly drove it around, and we drove it to and from the auto parts store so we could get the correct light bulbs for it. I'm like, let's just take the whole car there and let the engine work out some of its problems because it has fresh rock juice in it. So let's just do that. And I dumped the can of detergent in the engine once I finally got to the car store, to the auto parts store. And I know that's also sort of a controversial practice. A lot of people say don't dump Lucas or whatever the additives are, seafoam or stuff like that, into your crankcase. There are some people who are like, yeah, it's great. And others are like, no, it's not.
I've actually been recently told to put in...
if I do it, it's like every 6 months. Mm-hmm. Not regular.
A
type of gas to put it in there, but only run it for 5 minutes.
So I've also seen a picture on good old Reddit where somebody poured a couple of quarts of diesel fuel into their crankcase, but just immediately before going to get an oil change.
Right. You're draining it right then.
You can do the same with automatic trans fluid. That's another one that we use, yeah.
Dump it in the crankcase.
Yeah, just pour it in. I've seen people do it where they'll do however many quarts the engine takes of ATF. And they'll run it for 5 minutes at idle, turn it off, and every glop that you had in your engine comes straight out. Huh. Assuming the glop isn't bigger than the drain plug hole, in which case you run into a completely separate issue.
That sounds,
as long as it's
pretty serious. I'm thinking like a dead bird or a mouse. I hope not.
You have bigger problems if there's birds.
I mean, you have bigger problems if your glop doesn't come out your drain plug.
Yeah, no, there's, I mean.
I would not ever thought of this.
Can we use coagulated? We've used occlusion. Hey, let's use coagulated.
Coagulated
engines. Yeah, they exist. We did have a customer that came in without performing an oil change for 30,000 miles.
Jesus. Oh, you've met my husband.
No, seriously,
they had one where they couldn't get the oil.
Okay, but that was like me in the past. I'm not going to lie. That was me like 10 years ago.
So what happened?
So we added some oil to see if we could get the car to start. It started. It didn't sound good. We pulled it in. check engine light, obviously, for misfires, and it had no power. So we took the valve cover off, and all of the original 9 quarts of oil that this engine held was now baked onto the camshafts. All through, you couldn't see the followers, you couldn't see the cams. You barely saw the lobes. And that was it. There was no amount of...
Wow.
Yeah,
so it was a fruitcake in there, basically.
Mm-hmm. It was just a lady that thought the car would tell her how to do everything for her.
So, in this case, my friend's Honda, it's like, I'm wondering if she really scorched the engine. The banging that I heard did lessen by the time we were done with it.
Mm.
So, but wow. I'm thinking she added...
It's still scorched.
Yeah, I think she scorched it.
Yeah, that's what you want to call LKQ or... Look on eBay for used or remanufactured engines.
Oh, wait, no, it's a minivan. I have to go back to this.
She's
find
going
a
to
V8.
Sell it
and, LS swap yeah. it something, please.
LS swap the minivan.
Please buy it from her for $5. Put in an
if
LS.
If you sell it to me for cheap, I'll do that. But
that could be a team project.
I'm banging on the table.
Yeah, no,
yes.
I think she's going to dump it for cheap with the notion that this car needs a lot of work, so she'll probably sell it for less than a couple $100.
Awesome.
And look at her next used car.
What year is this Odyssey?
It's an 2001.
2001. All right, this is a group project here.
His group project?
Yeah.
You scrape together some money and go in on it.
Yeah, hey guys.
You can get an LS engine for just a little bit over $3,000.
Yeah.
This is going to be a precursor to doing an engine swap in my car, which I've talked about wanting to do.
And a V8.
I want to make her a sleeper. I really do.
But with this particular car, right, it's the Transverse 6, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so the work to make it a rear-wheel drive LS1 is a lot of money.
You're going to cut a lot out of that car in order to make all of that.
Wait, where's this me? Why?
No.
Mickey's looking at me dead in the eyes and said, Ronnie, you are going to do a lot of cutting.
Wait, aren't you doing all of our wrench work? You are here in a mechanic's shirt today.
No, not the neutral you.
So I just have that, though. Becca and I had a sidebar going on here.
Sorry,
so
guys.
You were saying that the size of the engine and the engine compartment was an issue. Is that what you all were
saying?
Yeah, that's what she said. Sorry.
It's like a hot dog in a hallway or vice versa. I can say that. They're not bad words.
I'm not going there.
Sometimes it's a toothpick and a hot dog. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow.
Throw that out there.
And it's
perspective.
So, long story short, the engine probably won't reasonably fit without a lot of...
It would take... Not just that, because it's a very short nose, so... The engine would take up the nose, and the we'd need a whole new tunnel for the transmission. So we're pretty much cutting out the center console area.
There's a ton of custom fabricating that's going to have to happen to make that work.
Yeah.
And not the least of which is the mounts, right?
I mean, the mounts is the easy part. It's getting a subframe to hold the mounts that will hold the engine.
What is the largest thing that could reasonably fit in there without a ton of...
We could also do the other thing, which is to turn it into a mid-mounted or a rear-mounted engine.
Yeah.
Not mess with what's under the bonnet.
You could probably get a
North right.
Star
V8 in there. He's channeling Ben.
Yes. our new friend Ben, who is not with us today. We miss him very much, but...
We haven't said Lotus once yet.
Wait. I have one for Ben. Coupe. I was going to work it in somewhere.
The boot.
We're gonna put the engine in the boot.
Put the engine in the boot. So that way you're just having to build an entire cover in the back end of the car, right? So.
Pretty much. That's what that turns into, yeah.
So, what can we do easily with my 2000 Honda Civic?
Turbo it.
Okay.
Yeah, actually,
I like the sound of that.
Well, when you talk about
I turboed it with my brand new 4-inch heels today, you guys, they were beautiful.
But I think there's a bolt-on application for that car.
Yeah, I don't think there's such thing as a sleeper or a Civic, though.
We need to make it happen. Max would tell me there is.
Oh, yeah, Max's Honda.
Yes.
Yes, because it looks like it should be left in the back of a gutter somewhere and let somebody
basically,
steal it.
Basically, yeah, that is what it looks like.
But it's in great condition.
But then you look under the hood and you're like, oh, okay, you're kind of pretty there.
But the outside looks like... it needs paint work.
That's not my
See, I don't think the bolt-on application for that Civic requires hood modification.
No, it wouldn't. And also, there's actually two classifications that we're going with here. So what Max has, if I'm hearing correctly, is actually a rat rod. which is purposefully yes, ratted out on
no,
the
No, it's
outside.
Not purposely. It's just been neglected on the outside, but the inside, the workings of it is great. Right. So not deliberate, but yes.
All right, guys. So I think our next episode or one of our upcoming episodes is definitely going to be more talk about one of these Hondas, mine or this van, and what we're going to do to it.
See, I'm all excited now. Wait, how hard would it be for her?
To be continued.
How hard would it be for her to bore and stroke that engine?
It's not hard. There's kits for it. We could drop a 2.4 liter in there if we wanted.
All right.
I was going to say there's
2.4. That's only slightly larger than two Coke bottles. I'm just.
All right, guys, that is our episode for the day. We definitely look forward to you guys listening in, subscribing, and please, we welcome your questions on our website, on our Facebook page. Get at us.
And don't forget our tip jar. We are trying to save up for new recording equipment.
Yes, so if you we'll put the link to our tip jar up on the Facebook page. What else do we need to tell our friends?
Thanks to everybody at Strongbox West. I mean, we opened with that, and we really appreciate the use of space here. And
see you in the next episode.
Signing off.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Thing About Cars. We'll see you on the road.